you are inside. And the day is right. She's a hunter, you're the fox. A gentle voice that talks to you.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The dock worker strike is over for now. Thousands of union longshoremen have agreed to go back to work. They have agreed to a substantial pay package, but will not have discussions on one of their main sticking points, automation, until early next year. Rescue crews still searching the southeast for victims of Hurricane Helene. Relief efforts continue. ABC's Morgan Norwood is outside of Asheville, North Carolina.
Helene's already staggering death toll, climbing once again. At least 215 people killed since the storm made landfall last Thursday in Florida. President Biden surveying the damage there, getting an aerial tour of the destruction left behind. In North Carolina, the desperate search and rescue efforts continue, and resources scarce as many remain without power and water. In Asheville, the North Carolina National Guard working nonstop to deliver supplies to residents.
Israel launching airstrikes in the southern suburbs of Beirut overnight, cutting off the main border crossing between Lebanon and Syria. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris campaigned Thursday in the birthplace of the Republican Party, Ripon. While there, Harris said Donald Trump violated the oath to uphold the Constitution by not accepting the results of the 2020 election. Attorney General Josh Call won't be able to use sealed documents from the Milwaukee Archdiocese bankruptcy case to investigate clergy abuse. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports a federal judge ruled last month the AG's office won't be allowed access to records that were sealed a decade ago. And the American Red Cross of Wisconsin issued an urgent appeal to volunteers willing to travel this fall to aid in major national disaster relief efforts such as Hurricane Helene. Those who choose to help will go through necessary training and must commit to a 2-week deployment. If interested, sign up at redcross.org/volunteer. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 70 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 44. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and windy, 78, with a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow evening. Then on Sunday, fall temps return with sunshine and a high of 68. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is 8:04 on Friday morning. Okay, I've got some tickets to the Crystal Grand Music Theater this weekend to see Stephen Piercy with Hurricane Alice opening for them. I've got two pairs I'm going to give away this hour. You just need to text in "I want to win" for your chance to win. Is more Music Mornings with Dave. Here is Prince on Max FM.
Dig if you will, the 90s and more.
Always something there to remind me.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music. Mornings with Dave. That was Whitesnake. Here I go again. You can shop local and say big at Max FM. BigDeals.com. It is today's big deal of the day. A $25 certificate to the Amberlux Consignment Boutique. Today and today only, 50% off. $12.50. Stop by Amberlux Consignment for name brand women's and children's clothing, purses, shoes, jewelry, and more. This is also mobile device certificate, so you do not have to wait for us to send it to you. For more information about them and this limited time offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. As I mentioned, it is a beautiful day out there. I had to step out of the studio here for just a second, and I'll tell you about that story in just a second. But let's take a look at that weather forecast. Right now it is overcast out there, but it is going to turn sunny with a high of 67. Tonight, clear with a low of 47. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny with a high of 78. Saturday night, showers are likely, possibly even a thunderstorm with a low of 51. On Sunday, it'll cool down. It'll be a high of 67. Next week, we're looking at highs near 70 throughout the whole week. Sunny, no chance of rain currently in that forecast. Currently, right now, it is overcast and it is 49 degrees outside. Reason I know it's overcast is I just went running out there. As I was sitting here listening to some of the great music this morning, I realized that I didn't take the garbage out this morning, and yes, it is garbage day, and so the dog's looking at me like, hey, where are you going? I'm like, I go take the garbage out, and then I remember I left the mouse sitting on my desk in the home studio, and my dog has a tendency to steal my computer mouse, which is not a huge deal most of the time, but when I'm remoted in doing things, and he could accidentally play something else, yeah. Luckily, he did not steal it this time, because when he does steal it, it is hijinks, because he'll have it in his mouth. He doesn't do any damage to it. He just runs through the house with his mouth looking at me like, hi, how are you doing? I got your computer mouse, buddy. Now what are you going to do? Yeah, it's never fun, and luckily he's behaving himself. It must warn him out so much behaving. He's now sleeping in the chair right next to me. That's how he rolls. And yeah, I've got a picture of him with that computer mouse in his mouth. He's a goofball, but he has done that before, and luckily he didn't, and I came running back in almost out of breath, because at least we got the garbage out, and yeah, it's garbage day today, so those things happen. So yeah, those are the glamorous things I'm doing in between things here. Now, well, you do have a chance to win some tickets to the Crystal Grand Music Theater this week, and I have two pairs of tickets I'm going to give away this hour. I can't make it any easier for you. You just need to text, I want to win. You can text 608-355-9970, or you can go over to the free Civic Media app, click the text button, and text, I want to win. You can see Stephen Piercy and Hurricane Alice is going to be opening for them this Saturday. Doors open at 7, show at 8 p.m. I'm going to pick a pair of winners this hour to win those, and I'll text back to you, let you know if you are our winner, and I'll need to get additional information from you. As a reminder, if you were a winner yesterday or this week, your tickets are outside our door with your name on them. Please pick those up so you can see the show, and congratulations to Harry. He won the tickets last hour, so congratulations to him. So yeah, two pairs of tickets this hour, and you need to text in before 9 a.m. Now, we have a lot of things yet to go on this morning. We will have our calendar days coming up in the next break, and then right around 8:30, we're going to have Hanging with Havel. We're going to talk about our expectations for the Packer game, our predictions. We're going to go through the injury report a little bit, because Packers do have a few injuries, a lot more than the Rams, to say the least, so that's going to be interesting. And I'm going to predict differently this weekend than I have in the past, so we'll see how that goes. Now, we know tortilla chips aren't cheap, so do you ever stretch a bag by awkwardly trying to dip tiny fragments into the salsa? This maybe could fix that. Tostitos say they've spotted a new trend on social media called salsa cereal, and apparently former NFL wide receiver Julian Edelman was an early adopter. His process is simple. You take a handful of tortilla chips, crush them into a bowl, top it with salsa, and go to town. They've created a social media campaign around it. The video starring Edelman says, and they even put him on a box of so-called salsa cereal. Now, you can enter for a chance to win the salsa cereal box and a snack kit by following at Tostitos on Instagram and liking the official post and commenting with the hashtags Tostitos Salsa Cereal and hashtag Sweepstakes. Or maybe you could just try the snack hack by preparing yourself. And if it does work for you, it could be an easy way to use all those broken chips at the bottom of the bag. Now, what do I do when I get to the bottom of the bag? I tip that bag right up and dump it into my mouth. Yeah, it's a glorious thing in our household. Gets a few laughs because usually I get it all over my shirt. The dog thinks it's great because it's then all over the floor as well. So, yeah, definitely guilty of that in our household. And, you know, the other night I got my shirt a little bit dirty. This came out last night in conversation. I got to talk about that super quick because I thought I'd gotten away with something here. Wednesday night, Wendy wasn't home, and I got home a little bit late after some other shenanigans going on. I'll say tech gremlins on another portion of what we do. And so I got done dealing with those tech gremlins, and I decided it's time to get a Curtaburger because those are for a limited time only. October 14th is your last day to get those, by the way. And so I decided I'm going to have a Curtaburger. Well, Corey Hartman and I had this brilliant idea last year. Marinara sauce would go very good on the Curtaburger, right? So I'm like, all right, this is a great idea. I'm going to get my onion rings, and I'm going to get a Curtaburger, and I'm going to get a side of marinara sauce, which is what I did. Great idea, right? Yeah, it's a great idea, and still stuff starts sliding around on said burger, and you start dripping marinara sauce out of the burger and apparently all over your nice polo shirt. And we're not talking just one spot. We're talking multiple spots. I Corey Hartman my shirt, and I kid about that because he's usually the one who does that. I know he's not listening this early in the morning either because he was up late last night as well. So yeah, I had it all over my shirt. And so I messaged him and said, hey, you're going to love this. I just got stuff all over my polo shirt. And he was laughing about that. And then I also brought some keys home with me to one of our facilities, which is something that he used to do. So I was having a great track record on Wednesday night. And so, yeah, I had keys with me to one of our facilities. Not the greatest idea in case somebody else happens to need those keys. And I'll note in case one of our engineers is listening, the keys are back where they belong in the tech room. Hopefully the mice haven't got them. So yeah, so that was Wednesday night. So we'll fast forward to last night. We were dealing with technical issues at some of the other civic media stations. And so myself, Corey, and Drew, we are working on these issues. And we're all remote in various places throughout the state of Wisconsin. And so we're working through these. And we're kind of giggling. And, you know, that's how we roll. We're having a little bit of fun while we're dealing with these little minor glitches and gremlins. And the conversation comes up about me making a mess on my shirt. And my lovely wife happened to hear this as well. Because, you know what, I did make a mess all over my shirt, and I did get the stain stick out for anyone that's listening. I put it on there right away. I made sure I didn't do it on the bed because I didn't want to get stuff on the comforter either, because you know that stuff does soak through the shirt quickly. So I'm like, all right, got stuff on the shirt, went and soaked the shirt for a little bit, and then I actually went and did a little bit of laundry because, you know, I didn't want to leave this mess sitting there. And I thought, you know, got it in the washer, got it in the dryer, and even got stuff put away and folded. And I thought I had pulled one off. Nope, in casual conversation during our issues last night. Yeah, busted. So, still, you got to try that Curtaburger with marinara sauce in case you're curious. Extra crispy onion rings is the way to go as well. So, very delicious, a little bit messy. Don't be wearing good clothes when you're doing that. As a reminder, texting for a chance to win tickets to the Crystal Grand Music Theater this weekend, 608-355-9970. Taking two winners for two pairs of tickets. Need to text in before 9 o'clock. Okay, we're going to get calendar days in shortly, and then we'll have Hang with Hobo right around 8:30 on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. This weekend will feature a number of fall-related celebrations, including the Fall Fair on the Square in downtown Baraboo. Over 170 artists and crafters will showcase and sell their beautifully designed goods, numerous food trucks, some engaging kids' activities, great live music, and a farmer's market. This event will be from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. coming up on Saturday, October 5th. And that same day, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., the Chalk Prairie FFA alumni will be hosting their Fall Harvest Festival. And the event will be happening at the Chalk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. Tractor Riders Breakfast will be at the Gym Bar and Grill at 8 a.m. Food vendors will be available from 9:30 until 1 p.m. Kids Pedal Pull at 10 a.m. Tractor Parade at 10:30. And then the Tractor Car and Truck Show will be 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Other vehicles and machinery will be on display. All the details can be found at Chalk Prairie FFA. FFA.com/Harvest Fest. It'll also be the Fall Festival and Open House at Durward's Glen with 20 plus artists and craft vendors, live music, self-guided tours of the buildings and grounds, plus concessions available. Details for that event can be found at durwardsglen.org. That'll be from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. You can also enjoy the Lord's Acre Festival. That's going to be happening at Black Hawk Bethlehem Church in Sauk City. Bake sale, youth brat stand, and farmer's market. Pork chop dinner will be served from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and then an auction from 1 until 3. BlackHawkBethlehem.org for all the details on that event. And those are just a few of the many events happening around the area to celebrate fall.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
Back Road Baraboo Motors cares. For any vehicle sold throughout the month of October, a donation will be made to SSM Health to help cover cancer screenings for women. Also, cancer survivors can save an additional $500 on any vehicle they purchase at Back Road Baraboo Motors throughout October. Cancer touches everyone's life, and Back Road Baraboo Motors at 640 Wisconsin Highway 136 in Baraboo cares about their community. Find out more at baraboomotors.com.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique. You can be bougie on a budget. Shop quality women's clothing in sizes from 0 through 26. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique also has designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Coming up next, we're going to have calendar days. We're going to talk about what is going on today, some fun things. It's Bananarama, more music, Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Close to come.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. That is Bananarama, a cruel summer. Yeah, summer's over, fall is here, but does not feel like it this weekend. Going to cool down a little bit Saturday night when the showers and thunderstorms come through, but you know what? Still a beautiful weekend ahead for Fair in the Square in downtown Baraboo. Again, that's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also, we'll have the farmer's market down there as well, so stop on down and see that. This is one of your last reminders. If you want to go to the Crystal Grand Music Theater this weekend, you need to text in, I want to win. You need to text in before 9 a.m. for your chance for a pair of tickets for that. I will respond to the winners after 9 a.m., coming up shortly, we'll have Hanging with Havel. Chris and I'll be talking about our predictions for the Packer game. We'll go through the injury report as well. So we'll have some interesting conversations around that, I suspect, as well. So I was talking about Wendy finding out about the little laundry thing. Yes. So Wendy is a station finder. When we can't find something at the station, she can find it. She did message me not only the finder, but I find things out. Yes, she does. I knew she probably would find out at some point because she always does. It's like watching kids for her. I'm sure she's got eyes in the back of her head. I mean, the dog and I, we're so well behaved all the time, right? So that is how we roll over here anyway. So, but lots of fun, of course. All right, let's look at our calendar days. Some of these are pretty good. It is World Animal Day. So, and you know, if you see some of those wild animals out there, hey, leave those alone. It is National Truckers Day. We appreciate everyone that gets the things to us that we need. It is National Golf Lovers Day. So hit the links and play around with your favorite fellow golfers. I'm going to get out this weekend and probably lose a few of my golf balls as well. It is National Body Language Day. So we can try to understand each other better by our body language. National Manufacturing Day. And then we have Kindness to Animals Day. So we want to celebrate that and know how to love our animals, because, you know, there's no better way than to love your animal, because, you know what, it's great to have them in our lives. Improve your office days. So there's some ideas on how you can improve your office. Mine probably needs a little bit of cleaning because I just keep shoving stuff in there lately, have been running around. So definitely need to improve my office. World Smile Day, you know, so let's see those pearly whites and smile today, make someone else's day. And this may make you smile as well. It is National Vodka Day. Vodka is the most widely consumed spirit in the world. That's quite an accomplishment. It is also National Taco Day. I know it's not Taco Tuesday, but hey, we're not going to complain when we can have tacos, right? And then, of course, it is National Cinnamon Roll Day today. So yeah, that is one of my favorites right there. I love a good cinnamon roll, I have to say. Haven't had one of those in a while. I know there's some places in downtown that you can get some great ones and some restaurants that have some great cinnamon rolls as well. So yeah, National Cinnamon Roll today as well. So something to enjoy. I know everybody's getting a little bit hungry as we talk about those. So yes. All right, so coming up shortly, I'll be hanging with Havel. We're going to talk about our predictions for the Packer game. So that'll be coming up shortly. We're going to have a look at weather next on More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
The Brewers blew a 2-0 lead in the ninth and fell to the Mets 4-2 in a winner-take-all wild card matchup. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jake Bauer and Sal Frelick hit back-to-back homers in the seventh, put the Brewers up by two. They went to closer Devin Williams in the ninth, but he coughed up a three-run homer to Pete Alonso, and the Mets would tack on an insurance run to advance to the National League Divisional Series against the Phillies. For the Brewers, it's their fifth straight trip to the postseason without a series victory. Wisconsin Badgers announcing running back Ches Malusi is taking a leave of absence from the team. According to a statement from the school, Malusi wants to get his body healthy. He leads the team in rushing with 232 yards and three touchdowns. 2-2 Badgers will host Purdue on Saturday. That's a noon kick. Week 5 of the NFL season kicked off in Atlanta last night. It was the Falcons with a thrilling come-from-behind 36-30 overtime victory over Tampa Bay. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 70 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and windy 78 with a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow evening. Then on Sunday, fall temps return with sunshine and a high of 68. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47.
99.7.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. 8:36 on Friday morning. That was Howard Jones. Things can only get better on a Friday. It is time for Hanging with Havala on Max FM. Chris Havala, our Packers expert, joins us in just a moment. Hanging with Havala is brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farms.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
It is time for Hanging with Havel here on 99.7 Max FM. Chris Havel, our Packers expert, joins us for a sixth NFL season. Chris is a two-time national best-selling author who has covered the Packers since before Brett Favre's first start, and then as a sports columnist at the Green Bay Press Gazette, and now in his 24th season as the host of Sportsline 4 to 6 afternoons on WDUZ The Fan. Hanging with Havel on Max FM is brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing today?
Well, Dave, good to be with you as always, and always look forward to talking Packers. But I'll be honest, I'm reeling a little bit today. I still have not recovered from the fateful ninth inning, already making plans to see the Brewers take on the Phillies, NL Division Series, and then, wow, Devin Williams just coming apart at the seams
that
of the baseball,
just...
it seemed. It was just crushing, 4-2 Mets last night, and I got to say, the more you love a team and the more emotionally you have invested in them, and Packers fans, and you know this throughout time, the harder it is to see him fall, the harder it is to have that right end. And I think when the Packers season ended last year, you felt like, boy, it was just really getting started because they were doing their thing, coming on Jordan Love and the offense and LaFleur and everything wonderful. And then it was over. Game they could have won at San Francisco. And for the Brewers, much the same way. I can't remember having a more enjoyable and exciting season as this, Dave. And especially people who are shut-ins, older people, you know, this is their entertainment. And now it's gone, but it was a great ride. Wow, just a tough, brutally tough loss at the end, Dave.
It was, and unfortunately, I didn't get to watch a game because we don't have cable. And I was keeping up with the score online, and I'm like, all right, we are winning 2-0. And it was no hits for five innings, and then we bring in our final pitcher, and then, boom, you watch the bottom fall out. Euchre was at that game last night as well. He was consoling the Brewers afterwards. I honestly thought they were moving forward. I'm in shock this morning still, and that was after last night. I looked over at my wife, and I said to Wendy, I said, the Brewers just lost. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I couldn't believe it. And it's just similar to last season as well for them, unfortunately.
Tough way to go. But now we turn the page. The Packers getting ready for the Rams. And good news about this, just kind of big picture, is the Rams are incredibly beaten up. And not that you want to take on a team who's not at their best, but come on. Aaron Donald retired, and he was a game wrecker in the heart of that defense, which now is one of the worst defenses through 4 weeks in the NFL. And on offense, Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, you don't have your top two receivers who are really the big part in probably 90% of their offense with Matthew Stafford at quarterback, Dave. And right now, you'd be worried about the Rams because I think the Packers are going to put up a ton of points, and we can talk about how they're going to go about the many ways to do that Sunday. And it should be a fun day and a game and a way for Brewers fans or also Packer fans to get farther away from that bitter loss last night. But I think you'd be worried about the Rams if they had those top two receivers because they can put up a ton of points, and Stafford is still capable against anyone. So if you got in another shootout, maybe that could be pesky. But this is not the Rams team that took the Lions to overtime in week one and lost 26-20. This is a Rams team that has just lost one player after another since then.
Yeah, and that is definitely going to impact them. I mean, Stafford missing his two best players, that's going to be very tough for them, I think, this weekend. And let's face it, after the loss of the Packers to the Vikings, I mean, they need something to happen. I mean, the Packers, you know, they got to play all four quarters this time around, right? I mean, we can't just go do it all in the fourth quarter or try to do it all in the fourth quarter either. And so how do we think Jordan Love is doing? I mean, because he did, you know, get out and get back on sooner than a lot of people expected. A little bit of limited movement. He was not moving as fast in the pocket as he had been. What do you think we'll see out of Jordan Love this weekend?
Well, a lot better this practice where he was moving around and looked pretty good and felt pretty frisky. I think he was clearly happy just to get beyond that initial test. And any athlete, whether they want to admit it or not, there is that moment of when you get a shot on you, wherever it was injured, knee, ankle, whatever, shoulder, and you get up and you dust yourself off and you say, hey, I'm still in one piece. I can play this because they know it's football. And I think with Jordan Love, he had that moment against the Vikings early on. Got through that, and his passer rating in the second half, 114.7. He was on point through for almost 300 yards in the second half. So I'm happy that Love got better as the game progressed. That's encouraging. In fact, he was at his best at the end. It was just not enough time left on the clock. And Love said this week, quote, "That was a big test going into the game, how I respond to getting hit. It definitely gives me more confidence. I know going in the game it's football. I'm going to get hit at some point, so to get past is reassuring." So Love is in the right place mentally, physically right now to get after a Rams defense. I think the Packers' biggest decision, are you going to use the pass to set up the run or the play-action run to set up the right pass? Which way do we want to attack these Rams?
Well, and that's exactly it. So I think we'll see a lot more action out of Love. Now, the other thing we got to talk about is Narveson again, because you and I talked about him last week, too, yeah, going into the Vikings game. And, you know, missing a couple of field goals, that did make a difference in that game as well, if you look at how that game transpired throughout the rest of that game. So what do we think is going to happen there?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I guess Matt LaFleur did about the only thing a head coach can. Until you release the guy, you got to be 100% behind him. Otherwise, you might as well release him right now and get on with it. So he gave Braden Narveson what I believe, and I think Narveson understands, is his last vote of confidence from the head coach. And we're behind you, and all of a sudden you look around, and there's nobody behind me. Wait a minute. I mean, it was probably interesting after the game. I can't verify, but I do believe LaFleur asked Narveson, "Are you renting? Is it a monthly lease? What, month to month? What do you got going? You didn't buy a home, did you, Braden?"
Yeah, you didn't buy it, buddy, did you?
I know the market right now is pretty good, but come on, that's probably not a good investment for you, unless you want to be a landlord somewhere else. But so I think with Narveson, the two misses are inexcusable. Can't have
it. No.
And it's the most black and white area of football fans can understand. You do not have to be a personnel guru or a great scout or a football mind to know, did it go up? Did it go in? And I think with Narveson, now, interesting development, and Maddie and I had talked about this during the week. Brandon McManus, former Jaguars kicker, had been around the league now 9 seasons, and he's had some really good success. The problem is misbehaved, and I wouldn't even say shenanigans, because when you have serious allegations of any kind of misconduct, I take it seriously. But they were on a plane back from England or to England, overseas game, and he ended up getting released after that. Allegations of sexual assault. I don't know if he actually physically touched anybody, but it doesn't matter. Assault's assault. And so he's out of the league. Now, the league decided that they have insufficient evidence to actually keep him out. So he has been reinstated. Haven't seen that he signed anywhere yet.
Right.
I thought the Packers would jump on that, but it might be a case where let's let McManus sit for a week.
Yeah.
Let's let Narveson get one more whack at it because we stood behind him. They did bring in a couple of kickers who I had never heard of before, and I'm guessing Dave Grant had never heard of, or most Packer fans had never heard of.
No.
So we don't need to discuss them. They didn't sign them. But I think McManus might figure in the works. I still want, and I called for, when we talked, is it too much to ask to find a kicker who's had some success in the league that's currently unemployed to get you through a stretch? And that doesn't seem like it should be that difficult. McManus would be the perfect example of that, a guy who, if not for the totally inappropriate behavior on that flight, he'd still be in the league kicking for somebody because he's close to 80% makes and all of that. He's had a lot of great success. But so I don't know. Either the Packers are not sold that he's a good guy and they don't want to bring that element into their locker room, which is smart, and that's their choice. And I'm not saying that's what they've decided, but so you got to give them some latitude on that. But they need help at kicker. And let's just hope that it doesn't come down to Narveson, because that means the Packers have either underperformed really terribly, or the Rams have really risen up to the occasion. Either way, it should not be a field goal game, and we hope it doesn't come to, or you know what, if it does come to Narveson, then so be it. We'll be rid of the problem if he misses. If he makes it, we live to kick another week.
Right, and I think this is his week. I mean, he either makes it or breaks it this week, and we will see a change, I think, at that position if he has any mess ups. I mean, we need a good kicker, and it's not too much to ask, I think, to have a reliable punter, a reliable kicker, because we got to make those field goals. Let's face it. That is the most important thing that we've needed, and we've been lacking. And look at, we lost by 2 points last weekend, and we don't want it to come down to a last minute field goal. Narveson under pressure to boot, that is only going to be a boot. Larger problem. Yeah, I was waiting to see if you got that one, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the double-edged. And I'm just going to take a quick look here. And I know people get sick sometimes of all the gambling infusion in the NFL, which is just a side light gripe. I'm tired. I know fantasy football players love you. Anything listeners are all in. But you can barely see the game because you've got a screen full of fantasy stats,
right?
And betting odds in game live. Okay. Mm-hmm. I need the probability right now, midway through the second. Anyway, but to our point about point spreads and a field goal kicker, I'm just going to go. I haven't checked it yet, but I know the first game here in week 5 was less than 3, the spread.
Yes, it
was. That's 1 out of 1. Okay, Jets-Vikings is 2.5 Vikings. That's 2 out of 2. Now, Bears-Panthers. Panthers are so awful, it's more than 3. Ravens-Bengals is 2.5. That's 3 out of 4. Bills-Texans is 4 out of 5. Colts-Jags is 5 out of 6. Dolphins-Patriots, 6 out of 7. Browns-Commanders does not meet the margin, so 6 out of 8. 7 out of 9, Raiders-Broncos. 7 out of 10, Niners should wax the Cardinals. 8 out of 11, Packers-Rams, 3 straight up. 8 out of 12, because the Giants are awful. 9 out of 13, Cowboys-Steelers. 9 out of 14, because the Chiefs are always overrated.
Right.
And then last night, so out of the 15 games, 10 out of 15, 2 out of 3, 70, 66%, Dave, were 3 points or less spread going into the week. So there's a 2-3 chance on any given week in the NFL it's going to 3 point or less game, and you got to have a shaky kicker. Oh, yeah.
Not good. I just don't feel good going into it with that. I get it. The Rams are 1-3. We're 2-2. So, I mean, but all it takes is that kick. And you need that momentum, too. And I think that's the other part of it. When you're leading off, okay, yeah, we're going to get that field goal chance, and it's that momentum. And then all of a sudden, that momentum kind of turns down on you because you miss it. And you might give them some pretty decent field advantage at that point as well. And just
you are
not
so right.
Good.
I mean, you know, the only thing worse than having to settle for 3 is missing the darn thing.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like, well, okay, 7-3 Vikings, but, you know, we'll stop them, get the ball back. So, and it's two-part, too, because the Packers' red zone, especially the two games with Love, have not been good early on. The Eagles game, they didn't pounce after the turnovers and could have had a lead there, a sizable lead, and didn't in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And then against the Vikings, I mean, that first drive they had, 10 plays, 54 yards, whatever, and then you end up settling for, you know, getting a red zone. Settle for the missed field goal. Another drive, settle for the missed field goal. And then the bad tip. I think Love just got some bad luck on Musgrave grazing the pass that was intended for Dobbs. Ends up getting intercepted, and that led directly to a touchdown. So, the game, there were some chances. But that's the NFL, though, and I never really felt like the Packers were going to beat the Vikings. So,
Me neither. I
just feel like this is a week where you get it right, and you get after it. I got to say, my research staff, which is also known as Maddie, sent me some really good notes this week. Kind of put a smile on some Packer fans' faces, I would think. The defense-adjusted value over average, DVOA rankings, is the most reliable in the league, according to all the statisticians, in terms of how a team is performing. And through 4 weeks, the Packers is a team 7th in DVOA, offense 3rd, and Dave, stop me if this sounds any familiar, defense 19th, hoping to be better, special teams 28th.
Yeah.
And Narveson has a big part of that. But when you've got the third best offense, and I was thinking about this, Packers have 10 drops through 4 games, which is unacceptable, including 4 by Dontavian Wicks. But Jaden Reed has 2, Tucker Kraft has 2, Romeo Dobbs has 2. Even if you eliminated half the drops, which 5 over 4 weeks LaFleur wouldn't like either, but it'd be more acceptable than 10. And they're 3rd in defense-adjusted value over average. So, I mean, they're legit top 5 offense the way they're humming right now. And I want to give another stat, put a smile on Packer fans' faces. Jaden Reed, the only, and I'm saying only player in the NFL since the 1970 merger, to post in his first 20 games, 80-plus catches, 1,000-plus receiving yards, 10-plus receiving touchdowns, and 200 or more rushing yards. So he's the only player in history to have ever put up those kind of numbers. And I know you can doctor the numbers or adjust. Well, if it was 9-plus or whatever, but those are impressive numbers through 20 games. Jaden Reed's a star. The Packers' 54th pick or whatever he was.
Right.
What a bargain. Like what a steal.
It was. And you look at it, we have a great offense, but our special teams is definitely our biggest issue right now, and so we have to improve, you know, and that's where we got to improve. We should probably look at talk about the injury report. Of course, Jordan Love is listed on there, limited practice. We know he's playing.
Right, he's going to be good.
Jonathan Ford, it looks like he's designated return from injured reserve within the 21-day practice window, limited practice. Dobbs did not practice, so I guess, what do you think on our injury report? We had Jerry Alexander was on there as well.
Yeah, Alexander is one of those where I think this is a week because Cup and, well, not that the injury should matter, but with Puka Nacua and Cooper Cup out, I would think that Alexander, if he's not quite right, you'd give him another week. Christian Watson, obviously not going to be available, but I do think that, you know, with Reed stepping up, Dobbs scares you a little bit. But that's why you've got Wicks, and I think that's partly why Matt LaFleur went out of his way to say, look, we can't have the four drops from Dontavian, but he's a big play guy. The guy's had 8 catches this year and 3 touchdowns on the 8 catches. So, I mean, if you're down on Wicks for the drops, yeah, 4 drops versus 3 touchdown catches, I don't know. I'd rather not have the drops and have more touchdowns. Right. But you know, the point being, they've targeted him a ton. The thing with Wicks, Dave, he is really, really adept at getting open. And the job of a receiver, job one, get open. Job two, catch it. Uh-oh. And job three, the yards after the catch. And Wicks has been on the two ends of it, getting open and getting yards after. He's amazing. He's just got to – but he said it's just a hiccup, and he's not worried. I think he's got good hands, don't you? I mean, I don't worry about Wicks.
I do. I think he's just getting adjusted to it. I think he's going to be fine. I'm going to go with that. We have to.
Yeah, you know, and the thing, too, Love was a little off target when
yes.
You say, well, receiver, professional receiver. Well, you know what? If a different quarterback is – if Caleb Williams is thrown to you right now at this stage, you're probably going to be ready for something that's not going to be between the one and the one if you're number 11. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Wicks was
errant off target, and the low pass, he could have been might have been a touchdown. He hit him in the chest. Wicks dropped it, but it still would have been a first down at least. So I think sometimes they might be a little surprised at the pass placement as well, but they'll get over that. And you know, with Dobbs being maybe suspect, we see. But Luke Musgrave and Kraft, I think those two guys, some double tight end, maybe you use that and establish that, get that on tape for other teams to have to worry about, and go back to the run game a little bit with Josh Jacobs. The Packers, another nice stat here. Only team in the NFL with two players with 375 or more yards from scrimmage, Reed being one, Josh Jacobs being the other. So the only team in the league with 375-yard-plus guys, two of them, plural, is impressive. So they got a lot of ways to attack.
They definitely do. So, you know, I think that, you know, it's going to be a good game. I really do. And I was looking at kind of the Rams injury report, a few less, obviously, than what we have. But their two key guys are out. And I think that's going to be what makes a difference in this game.
I think you're right. You got a prediction for us? Because I got mine all teed up.
I have mine teed up as well. So as you and I've talked,
you gave me a little hint. Yeah,
I did. I did give you a hint because I've been predicting Packers losses since you and I've been doing this season. And so I am actually predicting a Packers win this weekend. I'm going Packers 27 and Rams 20. That's my prediction. We'll see. What do you
27,
have?
27-20. Oh, I got one more touchdown for the Packers.
Okay.
34. And I got 10 for the Rams. 34-10 Packers in fine style to be a nice flight back to Green Bay and get ready for the following week, I think. So I hope we're both right this week. We tried to play the mind games and the reverse psychology, and now we're on to just straight up go kick the snot out of the Rams.
Well, and that's exactly. And the Packers need a good victory. I mean, let's face it. They need some momentum here going into the next game. And this game's a little bit later. Of course, it's 3:30 on Sunday. It's not a noon game for the first time in quite a while as well.
Yep, so they'll get adjusted to that a little bit. We'll see. Now, the defense, too. Stafford's still incredibly accurate. He had one interception against the Bears, but he was 20 out of 29, 227. He can hurt you. And again, I think with Kyren Williams, he's a shifty back. He had 94 yards against the Bears defense. That's not half bad, but Great opportunity, I think, for Jeff Hafley, too, to come away with getting some things on tape again for other teams to have to think about. But how about getting Rashawn Gary sprung loose a little bit? Where's number 52, Ben? He looks like Clay Matthews, 52 late stages of the career. I mean, come on, Rashawn. Let's get after it a little. A lot of single blocking, not a lot of production. Kenny Clark the same. His stats are way down
from what they had been.
Not sure. Don't believe it's the tread on the tires being gone, although he's an old 29-year-old because he started at 20 or 21, whatever it was.
Right.
So he's been around the league for a long time. But they need to play better, and I think they know that. Quay Walker, I think, feels like he's maybe on the hot seat a little bit. He should anyway.
And he
need
should.
To be sharper and better. And Edgerrin Cooper, I'm not happy. He's back on the injury report, but we'll see. I just do think it's a chance for Xavier McKinney and that gang on the back end to get a couple more picks. If you get an interception against Stafford, you've done a good job because he is not likely to just throw it up for grabs. So.
No, he's not. I predict a good game. I mean, I think the Packers are going to come out strong this time around. They know they got to get it going in the first quarter. You can't wait to the fourth quarter to pull off a victory. No way that's going to happen, no matter what the score is. They got to come out strong in the first quarter, and that's kind of my prediction. You're going to see a different Packers team this week, and I think Jordan Love's going to move around a little bit better. He's going to be more comfortable in the pocket this time around. So, yeah, I think the Packers, at least by a touchdown, if not more. That's where I'm at with it.
I hope you're right. I hope we're right. And I hope Packers fans, who also are Brewers fans, can end the mourning period and get on with making some playoff plans of their own.
Yep, that's exactly. That's where I'm at with it, too. I mean, we're watching this game closely because I'm not sure if it's going to be Maddie with you on Monday. You never know. You could get me. You could get Maddie. We'll see what happens. I'm watching the games closely every single week.
Well, it's like a box of chocolates.
Right.
And I love caramels. I love the nougats.
The dark chocolate.
Maddie, Dave, Maddie, we're all good. You betcha.
Yes. We're enjoying it. And we keep you on your toes, Chris, right? That's what it's
you
all
do.
About.
You keep me guessing, too, man. I game plan every week, and then whoops, we start, and I got to go a little different direction. But
that's why
I earned a big bucks, right?
Exactly.
In radio,
yeah,
like we all do.
Well,
when are you going to Cancun, Dave?
First you got to get me on an airplane. That's the big joke. So, I got to do a vacation one of these days. I haven't got quite that far. You know, we've had a few changes here, so I'm kind of on deck until we get some other folks in here. So,
there's Dave and the fam and Chris Howell. We're all heading to Hawaii. That's a rowboat, Chris.
Hey, there you go. That doesn't seem like a half bad idea. Maybe that's what we should do, right, Chris?
You, me, and John Madden, rest his soul.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm never getting on a plane again either if I can help it.
Likewise.
I'm done.